Let's move to our last question here about the county social services. Outagamie County social service expenses make up over or made up over half of the county's government activities budget in 2009. I think there are similar figures in 2010. With the increased focus on cost controls in government and some looming cuts or apparently looming cuts in state and federal contributions for social service programs, these things might end up straining our county budget. In this environment, how do you propose that we control social service expenses while continuing to give appropriate assistance to children, the elderly, the sick and disabled, and others in need?
Well, I think this goes back to the first comment I made in my introduction about how the county is an extension of the state. And a very, very big part of the county budget is health and human services. It's important to note that a lot of what the county does is not by choice, but by requirement and mandate. Sometimes those mandates are followed by the dollars to be able to provide those services. Sometimes they're not, and that's where the rubber meets the road. That's, I believe, one of the points at which we have financial difficulties, because it begins with a requirement from the state, but the money doesn't follow, and so it falls to the county to ultimately go to the levy, local levy, or to spend down on reserves, both of which are not good alternatives. But when you have a requirement, when you have a mandate, you have no choice but to take those types of actions. So I think what's important is to look at the types of services that the county is providing vis-a-vis the state. Find out, you know, which of those services once upon a time had the money behind it, but over time lost that money and has fallen down to a local property tax burden. That's important because that can help guide us in our state-local outreach to make sure we're getting our fair share of dollars. I mean, that's what I mean when I'm talking about our fair share of dollars. It's not just saying that Outagamie County generates X percent of the state tax dollar revenue, so we should get X percent back. But in order for us to continue to provide high-quality services at the lowest possible price, we need to know where along the road those dollars stop coming from the state. So that's one approach that I would take. I think this also, outside of issues related to our reserves and levy and working with state legislators, I think there's a lot of opportunity to work closely with neighboring counties. I know that there's a very healthy partnership between Outagamie and Calumet County, because most of Outagamie County's population is in the southern portion of the county. Most of Calumet County's population is in the northern part. In fact, if you're in the town of like the town of Harrison, for example, where the Outagamie County services are just blocks away, you would have to drive miles to get to Chilton. So it doesn't make sense. And I know that already Health and Human Services Department is working with Calumet County to provide some of those services at in a very cost efficient manner. And there's a lot of examples too. For example, there was a service that was being provided at the Outagamie County complex, but down the street there was a federal health community clinic that was providing the exact same service. So instead of duplicating that service, they went down the street. And you already had the infrastructure, you already had the bus transportation, so it only made sense. The county saved money. So I think that's another approach that the next county executive and their agency teams can continue to take that kind of approach in trying to find efficiencies and savings within the services that we're providing.